In order to never feel lonely again, we have to have a solid and gratifying and fulfilling relationship with ourselves. So I talked about the relationship with the body, the relationship with the mind, but then there is something that goes beyond the mind and the body, and whatever you want to call it, the heart, essence of who we are, spirit, our soul. Many words may describe the same thing, but there is something you would probably also agree with me that cannot be confined to just thoughts and feelings or physical sensations or appearances. There's just something else. Let's call it the heart for a moment. And we have been maybe disappointed or really got a lot of no's and rejections. There is a tendency to close ourselves off, just to say, I don't care anymore. I hold myself in that little safe space, my comfort zone, and everything outside of that, I don't want to connect to. Now, the problem is when we are closing our heart, closing ourselves off, we are also closing ourselves off from ourselves. It's not only the others that stay on the outside, it's also ourself, our deepest selves that we don't have any longer access to. We cannot really feel that compassion, that empathy. We cannot really connect to that sense of kindness and, let's say, overall the goodness that we all carry within us if we are barricading our heart. Because that self-defense mechanism makes it all about survival. And survival doesn't have any room for, you know, kindness and being charitable and being someone who is looking after others. Survival is about, I'm going to look after myself. I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be okay. And that's that. So in order to have a better relationship with yourself, think about, is your heart open or is it closed? Now, these days, I think a lot of people's hearts are closed because there is so much anger and also so much frustration. And so there's a much us versus them attitude in many people's hearts. And, you know, I think it's also something that, unfortunately, you know, politicians are using to pinpoint one against each other. And that in itself gets us more into a disconnected state, disconnected from others, but certainly also disconnected from our heart. So what I invite you to do is just to go and notice that heart of yours when it was open. Think about how it felt when you were feeling very kind or compassionate or caring about someone. When you deeply loved someone. This can also be when you lost someone and you really felt that pain of the loss. Think about how your heart is now. And when you see someone suffering, when you have someone maybe, you know, that reaches out for help. Are you available or are you closing yourself off and pretending it doesn't exist or it's not your job to look after them? Do you feel like when you're looking at the world, that the world is more something that you are with your heart embrace? You see the wonders and all these amazing daily miracles and gifts that nature, for example, or our fellow human beings can offer, or is your heart much more cynical? Maybe your mind is cynical and your heart is closed, and you're looking at everything as more fake, not true, you know, ulterior motives, cannot trust, suspicious, whatever. And if that's the case, let's go back to connecting to that what is in your heart, your love, your ability to accept, your ability to understand where others come from, and certainly also the ability to have empathy with yourself. It's a big topic to connect to the heart. But I think when I look into my heart and when I help people to have a closer connection to their hearts, what they find is a signature self, an energy that is basically who they are and what they stand for when they dare to be themselves. And what I mean with that is that there is something inside all of us that is so unique that no one else can ever copy that. And that person that we are at the core can only be found when we are connecting to that heart space. And for that, you just want to ask yourself, what are those gifts and inner qualities that really make me, me? You know, I talked about before that, you know, there is this really happy-go-lucky, but also sweet, caring for all creatures and being aspect of my of myself in my heart that I, you know, had buried and maybe also locked away for a long time and that I had to unearth. And I unearthed it by remembering who I was when I was smaller. So you can go back into your own childhood and think about who you were when no one told you off or, you know, told you to be quiet or you are too big or, you know, you should behave like others when you were just your unbridled self. That can get you closer to that aspect of who you are. You can also find that aspect of who you are when you go through your life and think about times when, for example, you were able to forgive someone. Someone hurt you, but you were able to let go. What was it inside of you that allowed yourself to do this? Or there was a time when you felt really, really useful. Maybe there was a grandmother that you went shopping for, or you sat by her bedside, you know, when she was struggling, whatever those things are. Or you think just simply how it feels when you're the most in peace, you know, at peace with yourself, peace with your life. What is it inside of you that makes you so much at peace? And these are things that we can all explore more. What do we feel drawn to? You know, for example, if you ask your heart, if you ask that greater self inside, what really nurtures me, what feeds me? Well, there may be very different answers than what your mind has been telling you about, you know, maybe going out or, you know, going, watching a new TV series and all those kind of things that, you know, are chewing gum for the mind. Your heart may tell you, I love to go out into the woods and just sit there leaning against a tree and connect to the heartbeat of nature. Something like that. And be just curious to listen to a deeper voice. And it's not necessarily a voice. It can also just be a sensation, a feeling, a draw, a pull. That is one way to connect to your heart. It's the same thing that also connects you to some people. You know, your heart may feel that there is a person that you really feel drawn to, not necessarily in a romantic way, but just because there is a recognition, there is something about this person that feels really, you know, warm or familiar or, again, nourishing. And just listen to that, you know, foster that connection, that relationship. My point is that there is just so much to explore about our heart that we really, really can spend enormous amount of time to be in that relationship with our heart. And in order to get there, we have to be willing to open it up, to be vulnerable. Not necessarily vulnerable to others, that may be too much asked right now, but vulnerable to ourselves. And that also means that we can get into the role of the one that is compassionate and caring for that pain that maybe our heart is having about feeling lonely or about feeling the loss or the void or the big confusion and why, you know, we have not found the closeness with others that we wanted. And so when we open the heart, there is not only the, you know, light and fun and joy, there is also some deep, deep feeling that may, or feelings that may be in there that resurface. But if we are opening our heart with the intention of being accepting and compassionate to whatever emerges, then we are that source of healing and comfort. And we are taking on a role of that bigger self, that bigger self that I would say is our best self. And then you can expand that, you know, explore it. So rather than feeling like you have to close yourself down again, you know, because you're scared or you feel jaded or whatever it is, just open yourself up and notice where your heart carries you to express that goodness. You know, maybe it's about seeing someone lonely and just asking them how they're doing. Whatever those things are that just pull you in, that take, you know, your attention for a moment and make you want to be an active participant in the web of life. That is also a way to connect to your heart, just as much as it is a way to connect to your heart when you feel you want to express yourself. You know, it may be through singing or writing, you know, and it may also just be, you know, connecting to your heart by putting your hands on your heart and feeling your heart and sending yourself some love. Because this is what it's all about. This closer connection to ourselves is ultimately sealed in through self-love. But if we can just put our hands on our hearts and connect to this deeper inner light, that goodness within, and then, you know, think about all these aspects, the mind, the body, and also the heart and that greater self, and affirm, I love myself. I appreciate myself. I am enough. I am happy with who I am. And I'm curious to find out more of what that means. If you do this as an ongoing meditation, you will see that also your heart becomes a stronger inner voice, a compass that moves you forward. And at the same time, a place where you feel so safe and comfortable within, that no matter where you go, no matter who you are around with, you will feel at home, you will feel at ease. And that is what I wish I had when I was feeling so lonely, this feeling of being at home with myself, being at ease with myself, and recognize that just like you all, I am a precious being, and so are you. And I am unique. Therefore, I don't have to compare myself. I don't have to squeeze myself to fit in. I don't have to be anything but myself. But that is, again, what we are tasked to do, to define and to find out what that is, to be ourselves, and then to befriend that, and then to carry it out into the world. Being at home with yourself, being in love with yourself, doesn't mean that you are completely content being alone. In fact, you may actually feel more than ever the desire to go out and make connections. But the difference is that you make the connections from a place of fullness, because you love to share yourself with others, because you feel you have a lot to offer. And it's not that you want to have others to recognize you because you have a hard time to see yourself and a hard time to even feel yourself. It's a very, very different, much more giving way to come from that place. And if you are going through these steps, you'll get there. And again, it's not anything about feeling, you know, so good about yourself that everyone else doesn't matter, being, you know, self-centered, narcissistic. No, this is a simple practice that I think we all should really follow, which is to see ourselves as a gift, because then we can also see life as a gift that it is, and we can see others as a gift they are. So try to see yourself so that you can see also with much greater clarity others for that what they are, another gift to that world.